Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim, Klal Samach Gimel, Simon Gimel, and the Chayyadim is talking about the bracha on Yamim and Horim Hagvoyim. So we spoke about rivers yesterday, and now going back to the talking about the Yamim. So what is the correct bracha on the Yam? It's Oysam Aseh Bereishis. However, the Mishnah brings that Rabbi Yehuda says there's another bracha specifically on the Yam HaGadol of She'osah Es HaYam HaGadol. Many poskim assume that we haskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is not arguing the Tanakhama; he's just clarifying the opinion of the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama agrees with him. So the Shulchan Aruch brings down that we paskin that you say the bracha of Shasos Yama Gadol on the Yama Gadol. The question is, what the Chayyadim does not bring that din at all. He just says in all the Yamim you make a bracha with Oisam Aseh Bereishis. So there's a question to what exactly is the Yama Gadol? When we say Yama Gadol, what are we referring to? So Shulchan Aruch says we're referring to the Mediterranean Sea. It's called the Yama Gadol because it is the Yam which is connected to Eretz Yisrael in conjunction with Eretz Yisrael. However, the Mishnah points out that many Rabbi the Pesach can understand that the Yama Gadol is referring to the Oceanus, which would be include the Atlantic and the Pacific, etc. So that is the bracha of the Ostas Yama Gadol. But on any other any other lake or sea, including the Mediterranean, the bracha is Oseh Maaseh Bereishis. So one suggestion is the Chayyadim did not bring that bracha because since it's going to be a suffix, what you say it on, do you say it on the Mediterranean or on the Atlantic, for example? So we're going to go back to our default. The Bir Halacha points out that even if you're supposed to say Oseh Maaseh Bereishis, if you said Oseh Maaseh Bereishis B'Yavad, you'd be Yotze. So a person will be Yotze, but the bracha was Oseh Maaseh Bereishis on the Atlantic, b'di'evit, and since it's a suffix, the Chayyadim holds that you should make the bracha of Oseh Maaseh Bereishis and not Oseh Yama Gadol. If Oseh Yama Gadol belongs on the Mediterranean, and you say it on the Atlantic, you would not be yotze the bracha at all, it would be bracha l'batala. So why get involved in a possible bracha l'batala when you can say it whether you're going to be yotze according to everybody? However, the Mishnah Berurah seems to indicate that he feels that halacha l'maaseh, a person would say the Oseh Maaseh Gadol on the Atlantic. And Rabbi Yashub is on record that he holds that is the correct bracha to say on the Atlantic ocean is Oseh Maaseh Gadol. This bracha is only said once every 30 days. The Chayyam is going to point that out later on. So if a person sees one of the Great Lakes, he's in Chicago and he sees Lake Michigan and he makes a bracha of Oseh Maaseh Bereishis, and then he travels to one of the other Great Lakes, he does not make a new bracha, even though it's a new lake, but it has been within 30 days. If a person makes a bracha of Oseh Maaseh Bereishis on one of the Great Lakes and then travels to New York and sees the Atlantic Ocean, he can make a new bracha even though it's been within 30 days, also Oseh Maaseh Gadol. A person sees the Atlantic Ocean and then flies to Los Angeles and sees the Pacific Ocean within 30 days, he would not make a new bracha because he already said that bracha within 30 days. Interesting question in regards to where do you draw the line? Many waterways throughout the world are connected together. Do we say the Red Sea is considered part of the Yama Gadol? If you hold it, like, according to the Shulchan Aruch, the Yama Gadol is referring to the Mediterranean. The Red Sea is connected to the Mediterranean, but it's a small area of land, a small channel which connects the two. That's not considered an extension of it. But there's a large connection between the two bodies of water. The halacha will look at them as one. So, for example, the Gulf of Mexico, many places say Gulf of Mexico is considered an extension of the Atlantic Ocean. And the correct bracha on the Gulf of Mexico would then be Shasa Yama Gadol, just like the person would make on the Atlantic Ocean. It's all part of the same ocean. One last point I just want to clarify regards to Niagara. So we said you don't make a bracha on the river, you don't make a bracha on the waterfall. The Mishnah never mentions a bracha on a waterfall. There were waterfalls in Eretz Yisrael, so apparently the waterfall does not get a bracha. There are some places which feel that it would. The cases are not mentioned in the Mishnah, of volcanoes erupting, geysers, waterfalls, all of those type of phenomena which are not mentioned in the Mishnah do get a bracha. However, the assumption of the Pesukim, that's not true. Can you make the bracha with some Asabarashis on Niagara because it is a place where the Lake Erie and Lake Ontario meet? Well, that's not correct. I actually saw one Sefer says that, but I do not think that's correct. Between the two bodies of water, there's a 26-mile long river called the Niagara River. And 12 miles south of the opening of the river into Lake Ontario is the Niagara Falls. So it is, the lakes are not visible from the falls. It's not like you have two lakes right next to each other and then there's this falls, but there's a river, it's part of a river. So if you see quoted from a Sefer that it says that a person can make a semi-separatius on Niagara by looking at the lakes, that's a mistake of geography that the person apparently was not aware of. And I think that, had he been aware of, he would not have said that. Okay. Have a good day. Tomorrow we'll move on to the next siman.